Well, another welcome back from a long time of holidays. Sorry if some of you missed the holiday club. You could see that it was a hang of a lot of fun, a lot of fast football, cold as hell, but that doesn't really work, does it? It was really cold. Just believe you me, it was really cold, but it was worth it. So if there's another holiday club, it'll be in your best interest to sign up, because the fun was the leaders' competitions and the sport that was happening. During that holiday club, someone said to me, I've got all these options, things that I can do with my life. So like, what do I do? So I thought, rather than answering, I think each of you, I would shotgun all of you in the next 7 weeks or so. So we launched on a brand new series called Destiny. And today it's someone's birthday. And can we have that person come forward? Nelson Mandela, if you would come forward, just open the door. I think Nelson wants to come in. I don't know if he made it. He said he'd try, but he's quite frail now. I think he's 120, is he? And today's Mandela Day. And everyone around the world is joining us to celebrate an amazing life. I've got a question for you. What would our world, your world, be like if Nelson was not born, if Nelson did not embark on the journey that he embarked on, if it had never happened? Okay, so right where you are, I see some cars over here, some guys you can swing around. You know how we like to interact. I want you to find a couple things, how your world would be different. Maybe your world of schooling or home or society or whatever. And we want a couple of ideas out of the small groups of how your world would be different if Madiba had not lived or did what he did as a symbol of what happened around him. Okay, we're going to have some responses. Each group, if you can just, someone come forward and share one thing. Okay, let's start with your group.
Okay, guys, like, we wouldn't all be here together right now if there was still apartheid, yeah.
What's that?
There would, like, almost not be any colored people, like, in the, yeah. And me and my brothers wouldn't be here. We'd be in our own corner of the world.
There would be war, and there wouldn't be any peace, because he had the wisdom to say that we shouldn't just destroy everything like the Rugby World Cup, which would cause chaos.
Yeah, civil war. We would have gone into civil war if it didn't happen. Someone from Rob's group over there. And Rob will do it. Come, quick. I've got about 3 minutes left before I wrap up.
Our group came up with a conclusion that he'll be our grandfather. On a serious note, that if it wasn't for this of Nelson Mandela, things will never be the same. And he brought peace in this world, and that's what we needed as a country. We needed peace. Yes.
We South Africans wouldn't have hosted the FIFA World Cup just because, yeah.
Because of apartheid, they said we couldn't host it.
Correct. We weren't allowed to play sport in the international community. Yeah. Good point.
Yeah, and we wouldn't unite as different races.
Stunning, stunning. Awesome stuff. Come on, the girls are putting us to shame. Let's hear it from the guys. Bro, good testimony. Now you got to share with us.
Okay. Ignite Youth probably wouldn't exist and be as fun as it is today.
Nice, he's trying to earn points somewhere there. Who's the spokesperson? Great, Bianca. Looking fly.
Thank you. We probably wouldn't be in the same room sharing, connecting with each other. And also, for me personally, I wouldn't be alive if Nelson Mandela hadn't existed, because my mom's, if you could say, colored. She's Asian and my dad's white, so yeah.
Wow. Well, we are glad you're alive, because the world changed. Yeah.
Okay, I think there would be less education in South Africa, yeah.
South Africa would have won the 95 Rugby World Cup and the 2010 World Cup.
If Nelson Mandela never lived, I think that we wouldn't have enough facilities for our schools, we wouldn't have enough education, our youth would be something else by now, and we wouldn't have been united. And I think that if Nelson Mandela didn't live, we wouldn't be like this, like we are, because like out there, there are so many things that are happening right now, and we had the privilege, like if you were born in 1994, we are born free, and I would like to say that we are very lucky to live in this time. Thank you.
I want to show you a photo from 1977. My little sister is sitting down on the bottom right over there. 1977, her class. Can I show you another picture of a class? The cricket class of 2004 with Keegan. I don't know if you can spot the difference. What's the difference between those two pictures, apart from the black and white color? Although, well, maybe that was a clue. Can you see four eyes? Amazing difference, don't you think? The world that some of us grew up in was monocultural. It was only people of like colors. It was like all the giraffes were together and all the hippos were together, and never did the hippos and the giraffe meet. But then the hippos need the giraffe sometimes, because the giraffe are really tall and they can say, "Chips, lions, run." You know what I mean? So the significant impact and change in our world has been profound. Now, here's the kicker for the series. God has something special for you. Look at the person next to you and point at them. God has something special for you to do on earth. What if you don't find it? Keep pointing at them. What if you don't find it? Find out what it is and you don't do it. What if it's like the Mandela moment for you and you don't do it? Like, how sad will that be? I mean, that would be awful. A chap that some of you know, Quentin, Quentin's boss, who works up at Young and Able with Heartlands, he said this: there is a deep-seated desire in all of us to want to count for something, to make a difference in some way or another. This desire is really about seeking after the purpose we were put here to accomplish, that one thing that will make our lives worthwhile and fulfilled. I don't want to go dying and not having done what I was put on earth to fulfill. The graveyard is full of potential. People that didn't fulfill what they were supposed to do. A story to close. There was a day in history, and this is where, very, very close to where James and his family were trawling around, but Persia, a neighboring nation, was insulted by his wife. So he decides to kill her, and he searches for a new queen while he banishes the old queen. There's a young orphan Jewish girl living in his country. She's an exile. She's been taken away from her own land. She's chosen as a possible wife together with a whole lot of others. And a huge, big beauty contest is had. And the person who's going to win this beauty contest will marry the president. It's like there's a beauty contest, and next thing you know, you're not just MTN Miss South Africa, you're married to Jacob Zuma. So she is chosen, and Jacob arrives with his suit, and he makes her the queen. And this is how things were done in that day. Aren't you glad Mandela lived? He changed some of these cultures and customs. And suddenly, this Jewish girl is the queen of Persia. I mean, when you play Prince of Persia, the queen is this girl, Esther. Hadassah is her name. A short while later, there's a plot. There's always a villain in every story. And Haman decides that he's going to get all the Jews killed because they don't want no Jews in their country. And she herself, if it's found out that she is Jewish, she'll be killed too. Not great when the president's wife is killed. And her uncle comes to her, and this is what Mordecai says to her: if you remain silent, maybe someone else will rescue the Jews, but you and your relatives will die. And who knows that you may have gained your royal position for a time like this? He says, what if you were brought to the kingdom? What if you were brought into this place of prominence and significance of influence and impact, and you are the one that is going to be used to save every single Jew from destruction? What if you don't do that? Maybe God will have to raise up someone else, but you will lose your life. God has brought you here. And she decides she's going to walk into the king's throne, and she's going to bring this request that he saves the people. That could have cost her her life. Sure, it's one thing to share the bedroom with the king, but you weren't allowed to just approach the throne room.
And she comes and she does that. And the king not only doesn't have her killed, but she intervenes and she hangs the very guy that wants to hang all the Jews. Great twist and irony in the story. And so in the series, you are going to find what it is, this thing of destiny, how to fulfill what you placed on earth to accomplish. So you're going to learn to understand it, money back guarantee. You'll understand for maybe the first time in your life exactly what it is to be marked with a destiny, to have something to do. Secondly, you will find it for you. Not my destiny. I don't want you living my destiny. I don't want to live yours. You have something unique that you will do. And you will find it in this next term. Money back guaranteed. I will give you back every cent that you pay for this course. Even all your tithes will come back. Andrew will give it back to you. If you don't find your destiny, is that a guarantee? Andrew, you don't need any money because it's a guaranteed thing. And then you will learn some ways to live it. How do I go about, what is the next step? What do I do? You know, should I leave school? Yes, we're all going to leave school and we're going to join a cult. We're going to live in the mountains. Or is there another way to live this thing called destiny? Are you up for this term? It's going to be something that will look within you. It's going to look at what God's put in you. It's going to look at your abilities, your passions, your convictions, some need in the world. We're going to show you examples of people who have done this in our generation, in previous generations. We're going to mine into movies and scripture. And we're going to come to that point where we say, you know what? Now I'm getting an idea of what God wants me to do with my life. You up for this? Well, I hope I'm not the only one here. Are you up for this? Yeah. Oh, heck yeah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you are going to do in this term, that you are going to help us connect with how you've wired us and what you've put into us and what it is that we can do to make a significant difference. Lord, we want history to know the name that you've given us, for we want to do something significant in whatever field of endeavor you've placed on our hearts. And so come and walk among us in these coming months. Come and show us what it is to live and to walk in the destiny that you've given us. Help us to find and live our God-given destiny. We pray this in the incredible name of our Lord and Savior. Amen.